You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. I have a special guest here today.
I'm special co-host DJ Roomba, better known as Neil.
Neil McInerney is in the building. I don't really know what we're going to play. I only picked out a few songs because I've been busy.
And no, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. I've been pretty busy, Neil. Anyway, I have a lot of stuff coming up, too. My brain's been all over. So first up, we're going to play a song from TV on the Radio. I don't know if Neil likes TV on the Radio.
I don't. I really don't.
You really don't?
I'm really not. But also, put down the headphone volume. My ears are going to...
Okay, where is...
It's on right... Okay. There we go. No, a little higher.
Is that better, Neil?
That's much better, thank you.
We couldn't have this after I started playing the song.
You were coughing really loud, and it was hurting my ear holes.
Now I'm coughing again. I gotta find myself on the Spotify.
He wants to look at pictures of himself. He's been listening to Anderson .Paak recently, which is nice.
Yeah.
And Tori Amos, Childish Gambino.
I don't know. I haven't listened to Tori Amos in a while.
Yeah, no. Spotify has redone their.
It's weird.
Their recently played. It used to be really cool because you got to see who you listen to the most, but now it's just totally random.
Yeah,
it probably tells
I've
me.
I've listened to some of these people. All right, here we go. Right, so TV on the Radio with Will Do off their album.
Will Do.
Will Do.
You know, guys. Will's name is Will. You know that.
Oh yeah, that's
Will Do.
Will Do. So yeah, I do stuff sometimes. Here we go. Will Do by TV on the Radio.
words will take me back to you.
That was Will Do from TV on the Radio, for which Neil criticized me a lot.
No, I didn't.
I was playing it too loud, apparently, which he neglected to tell me until the end of the song.
It's between 30 and 20. Were you listening to me when I was doing your DJ training?
30 and 20, no.
No, on the screen over there.
Yeah, and it usually is.
Okay.
I don't know why it's different today.
Anyway.
Usually I pop it up to the top. 30 and 20. Okay, anyway. So up next, we're going to play a song that Neil suggested.
Yes, that's correct. It's
so
from,
Neil, you want to talk a little bit about
sure,
it?
Sure, it's from Wolf Peck's new album, Mr. Finish Line. Wolf Peck, of course, highly tautly debated whether or not they are a jam band. Very funky, well-liked by funk musicians themselves. They're another Los Angeles-based band. Last year they came out, they did another good album a year ago that I'm forgetting the name of, but they don't really do too much singing themselves. They're only instrument guys, but they get a lot of people involved to bring the voice to their songs. Unfortunately, they have a lot of instrumental tracks, which, you know, leave you thinking, what would they do with an accomplished vocalist in the group? But Not in this one, but another track from the title track of Mr. Finish Line. Mr. Finish Line has a school teacher, Christine Hucall, who's a frequent collaborator with the band. So that's a good listen if you like this one. But right now we got Running Away featuring Joey Dossick, David T. Walker, and James Gadson. Want to read that for me, Will?
Yeah, Gadson.
Gadson.
Wow.
There we go.
I thought I did a lot of talking before my songs.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. How about
I don't think I've heard this one.
It's
so if it's bad,
you know who
that's
to blame.
On Neil. Yeah. Here we go.
Running Away. Thank you.
All right. Oh, I didn't turn on Neil's mic. Wow. Maybe that was intentional.
Probably.
So that was Running Away from Wolfpack. Up next, we have one.
What did you think about that one?
Oh, I enjoyed it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Up next, we have a song that I picked out.
Nice.
Before consulting Neil. I mean,
talking to the mic, all right?
Okay.
This isn't a conversation
Neil,
with me,
Neil,
okay?
Neil, I did not bring you here to criticize
Are you putting
me.
My volume down?
I'm putting both our volumes down.
Am I being detained?
Yeah, maybe. So this song is by Television off their 1977 album, Marquee Moon.
Marquee Moon
is a classic album. Wow.
Talking to the mic.
You know Marquee Moon, Neil? Do you know Television?
I'm the music director at this establishment, and I'm
pretty sure you don't. I'm pretty sure you don't listen to
Television. I know one of the songs.
What?
That
See
album.
No Evil?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone knows that song.
That's false.
Anyway, so Television, very influential band in the New York punk scene in the mid to late 70s. Friends with Richard Hell. I think I've told that story on here before. Do you know the story? The lead singer of Television and Richard Hell, when they were like 16, they stole a car
or something. Yeah, you told me about this. That's pretty. And they drove down somewhere.
Yeah, they drove. And yeah, it was interesting. Anyway, so we're going to play Prove It by Television off of Marquee Moon. So here we go.
Thank you. Denton. Case is closed.
That was Prove It from Television. Sorry, I forgot to turn on Neil's. I'm so used to just turning on my own.
Don't talk at me. Talk
I'm talking
mic.
Into the mic and looking at you.
It's not very effective.
Well, I'm new to this. Anyway, so that was Prove It from Television.
Off Marquee Moon, Marquee this 1977 Moon. Album.
1977 album, of which Neil knows once
very
more.
Little.
But he claims to know more.
No, I don't.
Anyway. Up next, we have a song that we both know.
Correct.
Mr. Tillman by Father John Misty. Neil, I'll let you talk about it.
Well, it's a single that he released out of nowhere just a couple weeks ago. He was previously a member of the band Fleet Foxes. Then left to pursue a solo career first as under the guise Jay Tillman. His name, his birth name is Josh Tillman.
Yeah.
And instead, he decided to just pursue a career as Father John Misty.
Yeah, Father
which
John.
Started as a joke.
When was the last album in 2015?
From Father John Misty? No.
Last year.
Pure Comedy.
I was thinking and of before that. I Love You, Honey Bear.
Isn't there one in between?
No, I don't. Wait, now I gotta go look.
No, there's not.
No, 2015, Pure... I forgot Pure Comedy came out last year.
Yeah, it was pretty album. Good. It's growing on me, actually.
Yeah.
But,
it probably grew on me, but...
I Love You, Honey Bear.
I Love You, Honey Bear was
hard
better,
to match
I
up
think.
To.
It's yeah. a, it's anyway,
a,
anyway.
It's a classic.
It is, probably. A modern classic.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. Tillman from Father John Misty. Here we go.
Good to see you again. There's a few outstanding charges. Just before we check you in, let's see here. You left your passport in the mini fridge and a message with the desses. Here the picture isn't, oh, just a reminder about our policy. Don't leave your mattress in the rain. You sleep on the balcony, okay? You and your guests have a pleasant stay. What a beautiful tattoo that young man had on his face. And oh, will you need a driver out to Philly? Jason Isbell's here as well, and he seemed a little worried about you. I'm feeling good, damn, I'm feeling so fine. I'm living on a cloud above an island in my mind. Oh baby, don't be alarmed, this is just my vibe. No need to walk around, no it's not too bad a climb. Mr. Tillman, for the seventh time, we have no knowledge of a film that is being shot outside. Those aren't extras in a movie, they're a clientele. No, someone we can call, perhaps you shouldn't drink alone. I'm feeling good, damn, I'm feeling so fine. And I'm living on a cloud above an island in my mind. Oh baby, don't
That was Mr. Tillman from Father John Misty. I'm sorry, Neil, I keep forgetting to turn on your mic.
It's okay.
Up next, we have a song. I'm not sure if Neil knows this song. Tommy Gunn by The Clash, Neil?
Nope.
It's off Give Him Enough Rope. It's
unfamiliar with that album.
You are familiar?
Unfamiliar.
Oh, do you know where it comes in the Clash chronology?
Nope.
So, you know, they have their debut, right? The self-titled album? No.
Is that the green one?
That's the green one.
And
it's yeah, that's a very good album. I recommend you listen to it. It has, the biggest hit is probably Police and Thieves.
Yes.
You know that song? Anyway, so then came Give Him Enough Rope in 1978, I think. 1978.
That seems a little late.
Yeah, 1978. And then after that came 1979, London Calling.
Yes, correct. That's how years
and
work.
Sandinista and Combat Rock came after that. So there you go, Neil, your little Clash history lesson.
And for the listeners, too. Check how many we have.
Oh, we can do that while we're listening to this one.
No, announce to our listener.
Let's see. How many listeners do we have?
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Oh, that's depressing.
That's very depressing. Wait, what? Why is what? I'm confused. Anyway, so let's go. Tommy Gunn by The Clash. That was Tommy Gunn from The Clash. And we made a mistake. We actually have two listeners.
Thank you.
So
both
thank
of you.
You to the two listeners.
How
out
you
there.
Doing?
Neil's apparently making advances on our listeners.
Hello.
Okay. Anyway, up next we have a song that Neil brought up.
Yeah, that's how the show is working.
Apparently. Do you want to talk
yeah,
about
absolutely.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. So it comes from 2004 Grammy Album of the Year winner Speakerbox / The Love Below from Atlanta rap duo Outkast.
Outkast,
Andre 3000, and
Big Boy.
There's, despite our pronunciation, Big Boy is spelled B-O-I. Yeah. Since this, he's become famous, well, with his own solo work, not to mention his collaboration with Fantagram in their collaboration Big Grams. They've got good tracks like Fell in the Sun, which doesn't make any sense. So does the sun have a gravitational pull?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
I mean, it has, you realize
it's big.
We're all rotating around. How did you not know that the sun had a gravitational pull?
I forgot temporarily. Anyway,
my goodness.
This is a good one.
This is not a smart man. I'm sorry for
I'm doing better than
two
you
listeners
in all
our
classes
to
together.
That's not true.
Never mind. Anyway.
Neil, do you remember that HSG test?
Yeah, you beat
remember
me
what grade I got?
You got a 90.
Higher than you.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Anyway, I'm killing it in participation. But anyway.
That is true. You are killing it.
Now, this track is interesting, and I selected it for Will, the schmuck that is in front of me today. So it's called She Lives in My Lap, and it has an interesting feature from Rosario Dawson, who has, at this point in time and to today, has never featured on any other song. She's not a musician in any
I didn't know that she did music.
She's famous for playing Claire Temple in all of the Marvel series on Netflix. So Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist.
She's been in a bunch of, in Daredevil too, but she's also been in a bunch of other stuff too.
Right, and she's also very famous, which is the reason I brought it up. I brought her up is she's famous for her political activism, very big fan of Bernie Sanders, has been arrested a couple times for civil disobedience. Very politically involved. And an interesting feature on this track. It's a good one. I think Will might like it.
I don't think I've heard this track. I might have. But either way. Here we go with She Lives in My Lap by Outkast and Rosario Dawson.
Oh,
That was She Lives in My Lap from Outkast and Rosario Dawson.
What'd you think, Will?
It was pretty good. I liked it.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Up next, we have Two-Headed Boy. Two-Headed Boy, yeah, from Neutral Milk Hotel off of their album In an Aeroplane Over the Sea.
A classic.
What year was that? 96? Oh, I thought it was 96. And apparently it was 98.
Happy 20th birthday.
That what?
Happy 20th. In an Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Well, how do you know that it came out
the
in the yeah.
I don't know.
So then you could be wishing me happy 20th birthday. I was born in 98. Anyway, we're gonna play the song and then we're gonna try to come up with some other songs because
this is the last one right now.
This is the last one we have on the
Docket. Now,
on the docket. That's what I was gonna say, but then I was like, does that really make sense?
It does not.
Anyway, here we go, Two-Headed Boy.
Hey.
That was Two-Headed Boy from Neutral Milk Hotel. And then up next, we have a song that Neil... Stop mocking me. That Neil has suggested that I'm going to let him introduce.
Right, so this is a new single from Kali Uchis, his upcoming 2018 album. Fun fact about Kali Uchis, she can only make good music when she's collaborating with Tyler, the Creator. And that is the case on this song. She collaborates with both Tyler, the Creator, and funk legend Bootsy Collins, known for his work in the supergroup Parliament Funkadelic, as well as its originating group, Funkadelic. He's certainly an icon of funk in the 70s. Still making music today. You can go see him do a concert if you like. He does. He's still touring in his 70s. What a guy. Highly, highly influential. Give his stuff a listen. Whether it be his solo stuff, Parliament stuff, Funkadelic stuff, or Parliament Funkadelic. Anyway, this one's a good one. You got a verse from Tyler the Creator on it. If you like the song, you should definitely give the music video a listen. Give it a watch. That's what you do to music videos.
That is what you do to music videos, yeah.
And it's a really weird one, but certainly enjoyable as well.
So if you don't like this song, you can blame Neil.
Correct.
That's basically all he really needed to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes to talk, so I let him talk. Anyway, here we go with After the Storm.
At least when I'm talking, I'm not using,
that's just how I talk.
That's not talking.
At least when I answer questions in class, I don't do like this posh, like, you know.
I don't say you know, that's a filler word.
No, you see, there's a certain way you talk.
Yeah,
it's
with substance.
Funny.
It's probably unfamiliar.
No, it's not
to you.
With substance.
It's
a holier than thou type of.
Well, yeah, because I am.
Okay, sure. All right, here we go. After the Storm.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Maybe
That was After the Storm from Caliuchus and Tyler, the Creator, and Bootsy Collins.
Mm-hmm. Produced by a jazz trio, Bad Bad Not Good.
Bad Bad Not Good, which Neil told me during the song. I just remembered. Surprised by that. Anyway, up next we have a song that I picked.
Whoa.
I don't know if Neil even saw me pick it. It's going to be Razorblade by The Strokes off their album First Impressions of Earth.
Underrated.
Very underrated album, but I've talked before about that. I've talked before about how Room on Fire and First Impressions of Earth go back and forth in terms of my rankings of The Strokes. Anyway, we're going to play Razorblade by The Strokes. If you haven't heard First Impressions of Earth, both Neil and I
implore you to give it a listen.
Suggest you do yourself a
favor
and give it a listen. It's a very good album.
We're gonna come to where you are and make
We're not gonna do that. You know. Anyway, here we go.
As long as I don't have to walk on dirt.
Here we go.
Don't get my Vans dirty.
Yeah, Neil doesn't walk on the grass because he's too good. He's too good to get his shoes a little dirty.
My New Balances, but not in my Vans. They're so white, us.
This is very off topic. do you want me to play the song?
Yeah,
or no?
Just okay. Do it.
All right, let's just play
end
the song.
End it now.
End it, yes, please. That was Razorblade from The Strokes. Do you want to play the one last song that we have on there?
I mean, we have like 7 minutes, so
yeah. So
let's do it. We'll do another song. New single.
Would you like to introduce it? Yeah.
Sure. It's from Chicago 19-year-old singer-songwriter Raven Lene, produced by 19-year-old phenom Steve Lacey, who produced Love on Kendrick Lamar's new most recent album, Damn.
Yeah, Joe D'Elia loves that song.
That's a good... Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, so he collaborated. There's an EP that came out recently from Raven Lene where all 5 tracks are produced by Steve Lacey to feature him on vocals and guitar. Yeah, so you can really hear his iPhone fingers all over them because he produces all of his tracks on his iPhone.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it's cracked. The screen is cracked.
Its screen is cracked?
Very.
Wow, that's... He might want to invest in a new iPhone then.
Maybe a computer.
Maybe. I mean, that's going a bit far.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it needs to be that drastic. But anyway, so this song is called Sticky. It's by Raven Lene. If it's bad, blame Neil, as always.
For future shows when I'm not
even
the co-host.
Even for future shows when he's not the co-host. If you don't like a song, you can call him.
914.
Yeah, he would give out his phone number
548-5117
in case one of our 2 listeners is a woman.
Yeah, you know. No, or just in case they don't like my music,
or in case they don't like his music. That's fair. Anyway, so here we go. Sticky by Raven Lene.
Sticky, 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 sticky. Ooh, 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 ooh,
All right. I think this might be the end of the show today.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. So we had fun. Hopefully.
You could say that.
Hopefully you guys had fun too, our two listeners.
Let's computers that were left on.
Yeah, probably computers that were left on, honestly. Anyway, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Radio Clash. I'm Will Moustakakis.
And to be entirely clear, it's 104.9 FM, and this is DJ Roomba, Neil McInerney.
104.9?
Yes.
He's
calling me Elon.
I almost did. Neil, it's not like I'm pretty sure the people are smart enough to realize when you say 104.9 that it's 104.9, because if you tried to make a radio station that was at that frequency, it wouldn't work.
No one has ever there's a good phrase. It's from this Baltimore journalist. It's, no one has ever gone broke from underestimating the intelligence of the American people.
Okay. That's fair. Did you just call my listeners stupid, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, I apologize for Neil's antics.
I won't be returning.
Yeah, he will not be returning. But you can still blame him if any songs I ever play are bad.
Don't forget to listen to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil Thursday
night. Shock Me Like an Electric Neil.
Thursdays at 10 p.m.
Yeah. I used to listen to that show. I listen to it sometimes when I remember. It's not like you listen to my show.
Because I'm in class.
Well, you're not in class now.
The man is at Lehigh giving a talk.
Yeah. History of South Africa.
History of South Africa.
South Africa. All right, let's stop doing our very poor South African...
very bad.
Australian-sounding accents.
They're similar.
And let's just end it here.
Let's make it stop.
So I'll leave you with Robo DJ. Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.